or four people where people shouldn't be and went off like anything. Newt did not smoke, because he did not allow nicotine or alcohol entry into the temple of his body, or, more accurately, the small Welsh Methodist tin tabernacle of his body. If he had, he would have choked on the cigarette that he would have been smoking at this time in order to steady his nerves. Anathema stood up purposefully and smoothed the creases in her skirt. "Don't worry," she said. "They don't apply to us. Something's probably happening inside." She smiled at his pale face. "Come on," she said. "It's not the OK Corral."
"No, they've got better guns for one thing," said Newt.
She helped him up. "Never mind," she said. "I'm sure you'll think of a way." It was inevitable that all four of them couldn't contribute quite so much, War thought. She'd been surprised at her natural affinity for modern weapons systems, which were so much more efficient than bits of sharp metal, and of course pollution laughed at absolutely foolproof fail-safe devices. Even Famine at least knew what computers were, whereas, well, he didn't do anything much except hang around, although he did it with a certain style. It had occurred to War that there might one day be an end to war, an end to famine, possibly even an end to pollution, and perhaps this was why the fourth and greatest horseman was never exactly what you might call one of the lads. It was like having a tax inspector in your football team. Great to have him on your side, of course, but not the kind of person you wanted to have a drink and a chat with in the bar afterwards. You couldn't be 100% at your ease. A couple of soldiers ran through him as he looked over pollution's skinny shoulder.
"What are those glittery things?" he said, in the tones of one who knows he won't be able to understand the answer, but wants to be seen to be taking an interest.
"Seven-segment LED displays," said the boy.
He laid loving hands on a bank of relays, which fused under his touch, and then introduced a swathe of self-replicating viruses that whirred away on the electronic ether.
"I could really do without those bloody alarms," muttered Famine.
Death absent-mindedly snapped his fingers. A dozen klaxons gurgled and died.
"I don't know. I rather liked them," said Pollution.
War reached inside another metal cabinet. This wasn't the way she'd expected things to be, she had to admit, but when she ran her fingers over and sometimes through the electronics, there was a familiar feel. It was an echo of what you got when you held a sword, and she felt a thrill of anticipation at the thought that this sword enclosed the whole world and a certain amount of sky above it as well. It loved her. A flaming sword. Mankind had not been very good at learning that swords are dangerous if left lying around, although it had done its limited best to make sure that the chances of one this size being wielded accidentally were high. A cheering thought, that. It was nice to think that mankind made a distinction between blowing their planets to bits by accident and by design. Pollution plunged his hands into another rack of expensive electronics. The guard on the hole in the fence looked puzzled. He was aware of excitement back in the base, and his radio seemed to be picking up nothing but static, and his eyes were being drawn again and again to the card in front of him. He'd seen many identity cards in his time, military, CIA, FBI, KGB even, and, being a young soldier, had yet to grasp that the more insignificant an organisation is, the more impressive are its identity cards. This one was hellishly impressive. His lips moved as he read it again, all the way from "The Lord Protector of the Common Wealth of Britain Charges and Demands," through the bit about commandeering all kindling, rope and igniferous oils, right down to the signature of the WA's first Lord Adjutant, "Praise him all ye works of the Lord and fly fornication," Smith. Newt kept his thumb over the bit about 9 pence per witch and tried to look like James Bond. Finally, the guard's probing intellect found a word he thought he recognised.
"What's this here?" he said suspiciously. "About us got to give you faggots."
"Oh, we have to have them," said Newt. "We burn them."
"Say what?"
"We burn them."
The guard's face broadened into a grin, and they told him England was soft.
"Right on," he said.
Something pressed into the small of his back.
"Drop your gun," said Anathema behind him, "or I shall regret what I have to do next."
Well, it's true, she thought, as she saw the man stiffen in terror. If he doesn't drop the gun, he'll find out this is a stick, and I shall really regret having to be shot. At the main gate, Sergeant A. Diesenberger was also having problems. A little man in a dirty mac kept pointing a finger at him and muttering, while a lady who looked slightly like his mother talked